was in a school a couple of weeks ago, and I went in there and I said to them, we were just talking about futures, what they were going to do, and I showed them the app on the iPad, which is called Comic Strip. Anybody use Comic Strip? That's all I said. I just showed it to them. Went back on Wednesday of this week, said to the head, he said, "You're an absolute star. It's now right across the school. They've got iPod touches. They started using Comic Strip. 69p, I think it is. This is what they're doing with it." Sorry about the... He photocopied some of the stuff they'd done because they printed it out in colour, but I put it on there, I scanned it in, so it's lost the quality. But this is what the kids are doing with the iPod touches, using Comic Strip to assess what they're doing as they're doing it. And then it's stored and centrally... stored, and I'm talking to them about how you can use Evernote with that and Dropbox with that, and how various ways of storing it. But they showed me their old assessment folder, and it was all written out in hand. How did they manage to remember what was going on? So this is a way of coming back to it later on. I used my iPad when I was in a school in South London, and Saugata Meter came along to do his self-organised learning techniques with the school. And I used the comic strip just to capture some of the things that were said on that day. Use it in any way you want, but you can actually get kids to do peer assessment, get staff to use it to actually look at practice, and then you can go back to it later on. It's a fantastic little app, 69p, you can't go wrong, can you? And this is another school that I'm working in, it's a nursery school. They're using a phone like this, an Evernote, and they take pictures of the children, sync it up to their laptop from the phone, it's there, and later on they just write a little example of what's, you know, what that was all about. They couldn't do that before, they had to follow the child around with a post-it note. You know, this child's doing something, let's write it down. And now the actual reminder of the photograph reminds them of the setting, what was said, and they write it, and it's they can store it away and come back to it later on. I'm going to finish off then because I can feel the heat on the back of my neck. But things that, you know, it's cross-platform. I've got four devices here. I've got my iPad, I've got a phone, an Android phone, my own phone, work phone, a Windows computer. So it goes across all devices, and you can sync it anywhere. If I'm out and about, I can do something, stick it into Evernote, and I can remember it for later on. Anything you want. And I was going to show you Sketch, but I haven't got time. Thank you very much.
sorry again at the end of... The afternoon's a wee bit more rushed than we originally planned. Thank you all very much for coming. Thank you to everyone who made it possible. As Douglas said, thank you very much to Leon in particular for all his front of...